It's August 8th, 2016. It's Monday, about 5:45 p.m., and I'm coming down on my last leg of this hike. It's off of Highway 2. It's Mount Williamson in the San Gabriel Mountains. Now it's, I guess it's called the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument or something. Whatever. But here, there's several things I want to say about it. The point of my doing this originally was that my flat hike in Joshua Tree was doing nothing for me aerobically, and I was not able to get a lot of sustained time there because it's brutal. It's just sun exposed, you know, there's no shade, it's very hot. It's not somewhere where you want to hike in the summer for 5 hours. And so coming up here allowed me to have a lower temperature. So instead of, the 90s or low hundreds, this is in the 70s here. You know, 68 to 78, more or less. And then in the upper reaches, you know, probably 62 or 65, something like that. It's quite nice. And it's steep. So you get an aerobic challenge, you know, which is good. Especially if you've got high blood pressure and you're developing a bit of a gut and you're aging and you want to try to reverse that trend, you know, doing something like this, which is 11 miles round trip in 3,200 feet or so of elevation gain, it's a repeat, you know, from parking lot to peak and do it and then repeat it, you know, come back down and then do it again. That'll do something for you, you know, that'll definitely burn a few calories, but I'm driving 5 hours to get here, 240 miles, sometimes I hit traffic. It's, you know, between 6 hours on the trail, at least 5 hours of driving, and then maybe an hour of, showering, getting in and out of my clothes, maybe stopping at a store, whatever. You know, you're looking at a good 12 hours overall. And what that means is it just destroys the productivity of my day in terms of academic or intellectual output. You know, I'm supposed to, you know, if I'm following my mission, if I'm adhering to my promise, you know, to spirit, you know, in order to maintain my sanity, I'm supposed to be sharing information, you know, on the web. And I need more time for that. And plus I have a lot of other kind of menial tasks that need attending to. And so this is definitely not ideal, but because the job offer I had this past year that would put me closer to hikes like this, EMF reduced and, some aerobic challenge, lower temperatures, that school had had a cell tower on campus. And I had to tell HR, you know, human resources, or personnel, whatever it was, same thing, you know, about my sensitivity, and who knows if they'll want to work with me again. I think I explained myself well. I brought it up once before. And they also had a position teaching kids with emotional disturbances, and I turned that down as well. There's more of a long story, but I need people. I like working with people who appreciate me, who are pretty innocent and accept assistance and are good. And kids with emotional disturbance, there's some missing or twisted parts to their being. And And, you know, I'm not walking on water. I can't, and I'm not Zeus. I don't have a lightning bolt to turn your life around. You know, I'm vulnerable, and it hurts me. It wears me out. I mean, I think it's, I would say some of these kids that want to take advantage of everyone and who are, you know, malicious and lying and unpredictable, abusive, you know, that's probably more injurious, more of a stressor to me than a fucking cell tower on campus. So, you know, anyway, so 0 for 2 there, but we'll see what comes up next year. So it was 2 days ago, my last time, you know, the day before yesterday, I was up here, and usually I get a bit of a lull, and then I'm tired, and I don't feel like, you know, doing a second rep or whatever, and I pushed myself, and what I found was when I was lying down, because I do lie down at this junction at about, I'm not sure what elevation it is, I don't know, 7,800 feet, more or less, and under these trees, and it's got a great breeze, and normally I really feel good there, and I couldn't settle down. It's like my nervous system, my physiology, was too worked up. And that can happen when you push yourself too hard. And I was. You know, I don't need 6 hours and 3,200 feet of elevation gain every day. You know, I don't. Or even in one sitting. I'm kind of overdoing it just because there's no way in hell I'm driving 240 miles every day. You know, that would just be the end of me. And what would that be? You know, 70,000 miles a year driving? I mean, that's ridiculous. And now they're talking about some kind of carbon tax on your mileage. You know, I need to find ways to reduce my mileage. I'm already driving 25,000 miles a year, it appears. Yeah, I'm at 209,000, and the car I have is a 2007. So in 9 years, that's, you can call that a, you can call that 25,000 miles a year. But, yeah, so you combine an over, you know, not really listening to spirit, pushing myself physically just because I know my body needs help. I need the exercise, but not in that quantity, not at this level of challenge. And so I was just, my mind was wandering, and I can't, oh yeah, and then also I have been finding I have difficulty going to sleep sometimes after this hike, which is sad, but I'm driving through a very bad area electromagnetically. Everything from San Bernardino, you know, Wrightwood down through San Bernardino, all the way up to Beaumont and Banning, that whole stretch, which is over an hour, is most of it is quite bad. It hurts. And it has a lasting, tiring effect on me. I feel it the next day. And so I don't really want to be doing it, but it's a compromise. But here's the ideal, and I've been there before. This is something I've had. And so I know it works. I know what it is that I want, and here it is. First of all, the exercise has to be daily. It has to be something you do every day. It's got to be a routine. Your body craves it. Your whole schedule is built with this in mind. It's not like when on one day, off the next, or on one day, off to. No, no. You want habits that are daily, as much as you can. You know, because that's in rhythm with the sun, the moon, the tides, your breathing. It is something that just is daily. But also, you know, there are stresses and strains each day, and if you have an aerobic release that's meditative and non-harmful in terms of your joints and other physiologic systems, then it'll burn calories, it'll help move your lymphatic fluids, it'll help your heart, it'll help your gut, it'll help you sleep, it'll boost your mood, and you want that on a daily basis. And so what I envision, and this is something I will have when I finally relocated, and then if I can get onto my property with just, you know, something cheap, you know, pay for some bulldozing and a fence and maybe temporary power or maybe solar, just get on there. But ideally, you don't have to drive anywhere for your 3 to 4 hour hike. If you have a lot of energy like me, you need 3 or 4 hours a day of physical release that is grounding, 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 deepening, grounding, healing. Other people that are low energy and aren't as sensitive to things, then maybe you do an hour of swimming, but at a pretty good intensity. Or an hour of running, if that doesn't bother you. For me, it jars my nervous system. I just can't do it. I can't sleep. I feel irritated. It just jars my brain. You know, so daily, straight from your house, so you don't have to get in the car. Or if you have to get in the car, you know, man, it better be less than a half hour to get there. If it can just be 5 or 10 minutes, better yet. Better yet. And then, you know, if you can just do it straight from your house, better still. Just to not have to deal with the vehicle in that whole artificial world and that artificial encapsulation. You don't want, that shouldn't have to be a part of it, a part of your routine. And then, for me, if you're talking about hiking, this trail, the trail to Mount Williamson, and some of these others around here, it's too steep. Yeah, you know, I can go slow on it and minimize the downside of it, but there's still, you know, still a bit of a strain. And the steepness means that I can't get into a real flow, because going up is hard, and so I have to pause frequently to catch my breath. Or it's not so much my breath, I just want to calm down. It's my heart and just my being. It's not, you know, it's not like I'm just heaving for air that much. It's getting a little bit better, you know, this past few weeks that I've been doing it. So more of it, you want an incline for sure, but more gradual. And so I'm thinking of, you know, one trail that I've enjoyed doing around here, but it's just a little lower down. It's, 500 feet? Let's see. I'm not sure. What is it? 700 feet? Might be 700 feet and, you know, about 45 minutes of walking. And then you go down for a little bit. But, and then you have some more incline coming back. But, you know, the 1,600 feet in 2.5 miles is, it's just too much. going down, also you're having to what's the word for it? Kind of brake all the time to make sure you don't go too fast, and each step is a little bit jarring, more than it would be on a more regular kind of surface and incline. And that's all. I think that's all I wanted to say. Daily, and then also the times. For me, the ideal time is, I would say, in the summer, 4 until 8 or 5 until 9. If I'm doing 4 hours a day, and I can get by with 2 or 3 sometimes, if I need to. And in the winter, when it's less light, then, maybe leaving at 2 and getting back at 6. Because it does get dark around 5 in the deep of the winter in December. And what that allows me, or allows you, if you're doing it, is you get back around 8 and or 9, and if you haven't had to drive, because that's a big complicating factor here, is the fact that I'm driving 2.5 hours each way, or 2 hours and 15 minimum each way, in traffic and in high EMF, and that's going to set anyone off. It's not something that anyone would really want to do just for an exercise routine. But obviously this is way more than an exercise routine for me, hence my willingness to pay this high a price for what is in fact a life-sustaining meditation for me. But then my experience in the past is, I get home at 8, I'm sweaty, I've had a great exercise, and I feel very calm and enlivened, and maybe a light meal. And then, by 10 o'clock or so, I'm in bed, and I sleep like a baby. Like a baby. Just a deep, restful sleep. And in terms of creative output, what that means is, if you're not going out to exercise till 3 or 4, and you don't have a lot of other obligations that day, that means that you can be creative. You can be immersed, engrossed in your creative passion. For me, that's writing, transcribing, adding content to my website, and for others it could be any number of things. But and then also for me, the writing, I find it pretty stirring, and I'm generally not able to write well past, say, 11 o'clock or so. I need to slow down at that point. And, that assumes I'm waking up at 5 or 6 and working continuously on something intellectual through that time. And when I'm doing this drive and I've got all this huge commitment, I'm leaving the house at 9. Which means that every day that I'm up here with this 2-hour-plus drive from Coachella Valley to get to these high mountains here, it means that I'm not able, to do anything productive intellectually that day, or very little. Today, it would have been, so instead of leaving at 9 to exercise, if I'm living right on the trail or right at a location where I can go do what I want to do, then that would give me 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours or more of additional time that day. Which is enormous, because for me, there's a lot of other things I do. I type up little entries for things that I buy, you know, notes on the manufacturer and the warranty, or I'm going through what is still a vast collection of compact discs and digital video discs, you know, that is movies and music. I'm ripping and copying and doing whatever, but I'm, you know, and scanning the artwork. And that takes time, and there's, of course, other projects I have. And coming to, you know, going into this new school year, you know, if I've only got 2 days on the weekend to prepare for the next week, and I'm having to spend all day Saturday, you know, on this, that extra 5 hours that I might have had or more had I lived closer to a more appropriate and acceptable outlet for me, that 5 hours is everything. It makes all the difference. It's shopping. It's writing that letter of recommendation for someone. It's doing it's working on an IEP. It's doing any number of things, and time becomes quite precious. I just don't have 5 hours to really waste on the weekends. But at, you know, what I kind of was thinking about today, because I was tired today and it's kind of strung out this morning for whatever reason. What was in the back of my mind? What was something that I was saying to myself? Priority number one is my physical health. And it has to be yours too. I mean, really. You know, without your physical health, then you're not going to have a whole lot to show for your life. You're not going to be around to enjoy your children and their children, you know, the children of your children. You're not going to be around to collect your retirement if you're fortunate enough to expect a retirement income. And then, you know, your accumulated wisdom, you're just not going to be able to share it like it should be shared into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and perhaps beyond. You know, it's all going to be cut short. And so, and then also your day-to-day life. I ran into a lady yesterday at Costco who I wrote a really good letter of recommendation for, and she's thanked me a number of times about that, you know, seeing that it had opened doors for her. And, you know, she was with her husband. And, but, you know, I was just happy. The last time I saw her, I was feeling pretty tired. It was one of our, you know, staff meetings. And, you know, I'm just looking, again, you know, pretty worn out there in June, just a couple months ago. I'm a little bit, but I have a little more sun. My bloat, my stomach bloat is less. I'm still, you know, not as healthy and vibrant as I was just a couple years ago, but I'm moving back. But what I'm saying is that when you're healthy, your relationships with other people are more rewarding. I mean, you don't want to be, you know, ugly and fat and, you know, on all this medication for your various ailments. You know, it's just much better to, everything's a lot easier when you're able to demonstrate a kind, fit, healthy, positive, energetic personality or face to the world. You know, present that, and not someone whose life force is dimming and they're sullen and they're unhappy and they're unhealthy and they don't have a lot of hope. So yeah, I was happy that I was more alive than the last time I saw her. I'm glad she got another job, which was basically a promotion for her in terms of pay and responsibility. Good for her. It'll help her family. That's it for now. Over and out.